Hi, it's Jackie Elmer, and I invite you to listen in as Michael Paul shares the success that he's having in his real estate business using send-out cards as a relationship marketing tool and the difference it made when he stopped sending those boring, time-consuming newsletters that go straight in the trash bin and started sending personalized cards and gifts. Also pay attention as to how he's developing a secondary database with the friends of his clients when he invites them to housewarming parties, sends thank yous, and really begins to develop that relationship, which further builds his contact list. I think you're going to love what you hear here.
And he just recently won the President's Gold Award with Royal LePage. And so what I wanted Michael to share with us was a little bit about what he's doing with send out cards and how he's increasing his sales and profits and also saving money with send out cards. So I'm really excited to have Michael Paul on the line with us here. Let's just go ahead and unmute him. Hey, Michael, are you on the line with us tonight?
Hey, I'm just happy I can be here.
Awesome. So let us all know. Tell us a little bit about you, why you're using send out cards and what it's doing for you and your business.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me start. Like, as you know, Melissa, I've only been doing real estate now about 2 years, and the traction that I have had in real estate has just been phenomenal. I am blessed. I am fortunate. I'm very lucky of the success I've had. When I got into real estate, I remember a coach, like a mentor or coach in my office, sat me down and says, Michael, one of the first things you need to do is you need to come out with a newsletter, because that's what every single agent does. And you need to get that to everybody in your network so that they know how, you know, you're connecting with them and how important you are, and share the world, you know, your message, your information, send them all sorts of great information. Well, I did that, and in about 6 months, I canceled it because it was a big waste of time, energy, and money. You know, it was around that time I was introduced to send out cards. I you know, went the send out card route. I ended up saving between $2,500 to $3,000 annually on, you know, reaching out to my database and my clients. And what I started doing is sending out birthday cards, Christmas cards, Easter cards, you know, and then started thinking outside of the box. I started doing change of address cards for my clientele. I would send out an annual market report. I'd send it a nice to meet you. And speaking of a nice to meet you, I was at a client's house, Melissa, about 1 week before St. Patrick's Day. And I was walking up to her front door, and I noticed she had a shamrock on her front door. So I took a picture of that with my iPhone, went in, had my meeting with my client, and we connected. We had a nice little meeting. I leave. I'm sitting in my car. What do? I take that picture, and I sent her a send-out card from the mobile app. A week later, the client sends me a text message saying, Michael, I got your card. Thank you very much. I just replied to her, said, you know, I'm glad you got it, and I'm glad you like it. She said, no, I don't like it. I love it. And let's put the house on the market in April. And I got to tell you, how did I get that client to begin with? I did a purchase for a client of mine out of town. It was down, you know, I'm out of Oakville. This was down St. Catharines. And the agent that helped me on the other end, I actually sent him a thank you card saying, you know, thanks for interacting with me on this transaction. I appreciate everything that you did, Scott. You're a great realtor, and I hope to, you know, be sitting across the table from you again someday. Well, doesn't he call me a year later and says, Michael, I have a referral opportunity. Hopefully you can help me. I get him back up and mention that he is not even with Royal LePage. He's with one of our competitors. The thing that just kind of blew my mind is that he's reaching out to me. He's calling me. It was someone for up in my area, but he could have gone to anyone in his network. And I asked him, I said, Scott, why are you contacting me? And he said, Michael, you know, you're a pleasure to work with. He said, but I've never received a thank you card from an agent that was on the other end of a transaction. He said, that speaks volumes of the type of person you are. So I met with his clients, and I got to tell you, Melissa, from sending one card to this agent, I'm going to be doing a sale of one client's home and doing a purchase of the other client's home, or purchase for the people that are getting together. So it's going to be a buy and a sell. So we're looking at about $1 million worth of sales and a potential of $20,000 to $25,000 in commissions from sending one card. And I got to tell you that, you know, these cards are changing the way I'm doing business. I'm just now not trying to put out the message that I know everything and send out these newsletters that people throw in their blue bins. What I'm doing is I'm sending them cards you know, I'm showing them love and respect and gratitude for meeting them, interacting with them. We had another client purchase a commercial property, and what we're doing for them is we're throwing a modified housewarming party so that they can invite all their friends and family to come out to their business, their new location. What that does for me is it allows me the opportunity to get a list from my client, everyone he wants out of that event. So what do I do with that list? I send invitations to all his clients, and it's a send out card, and it's all about the client. It's all about them. On the back, it's just a little bit of my personal branding. And then once we have the party and we're finished and we do all that kind of stuff, what do? I send out thank you cards to all those people. By doing that, I'm creating a secondary database of people that I would never have been able to reach in any other way, because now I have received from my clients people that they want at their housewarming parties or businesswarming parties. So it's really taking my business to new levels. If I take a look at where I am already this year with my gross commissions and sales, I've already far exceeded this first quarter. I'm way ahead, and I believe it's the send out cards is really helping me to make a difference in my business. It's helping me to reach out to my clients and tell them, you know, it's not about me, it's about you. I'm grateful that you're my clients, and I can leverage the different cards and be able to, you know, deepen those relationships. And I tell you, Melissa, it's awesome. Any realtor that, you know, is sending out a newsletter right now, I tell you, you got to stop doing it. It's a waste of time. I mean, if you're having to stuff envelopes and put stamps on it and send it out, that's not the best use of your time. If you have a company that's sending out letters or newsletters and marketing information on your behalf, it's a waste of time. You need to use the send out cards because, again, it's reaching out to the clients. I get 100% open rate. I have clients that are reaching back to me and saying, Michael, I got your Christmas card. Thank you. Michael, I got the summer card that you sent out. Let's get together. I have someone who's thinking about, you know, selling their house. Can you help my brother? Can you help my sister? So it's about showing the gratitude, and it's been great. Like I say, I'm saving all this money by no longer sending the newsletters. I'm leveraging the cards, the campaigns, and it's all about my clients, and my business is going through the roof. Absolutely 100%.
I'm so excited for you. Thank you so much, Michael. A couple of things I do want to quickly pause on is, number one, I'm so glad that you realize that all of those letters or the direct marketing that we get in the mail. I just went to the mailbox today and I had a stack of them from realtors, and I feel kind of bad throwing them out in the bin. I put them right in the blue bin. And what I love about what you said was, it's not about you, it's about them. And you're really, really appreciating your relationships rather than putting you on the pedestal. You're putting everybody else and you're focusing on the relationship. And that's exactly what Send Out Cards is about. And that's clearly why you're having such success within your business, is because you're building relationships. And I love that Send Out Cards is helping you do that. So Michael, thank you so much for sharing with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Melissa. And if I could just, you know, reach out to the realtors again and just let them know that when you send out a newsletter, people aren't going to call you and say, geez, thanks for the junk mail. But when you send out a personal card, I tell you, it's nothing better than getting a text, an email, a phone call from a client saying, I got your card. Thank you. I tell you, it makes me feel good about what I do. So thanks, Melissa, for, you know, tuning me into Send Out Cards.
Thank you so much for sharing, and congratulations again for winning the very prestigious award, the President's Gold Award. That's just incredible. Amazing, amazing congratulations. Great stuff, Michael. Thank you.
So that's just one of many amazing testimonials of business owners who have doubled, tripled, quadrupled their business in a short amount of time, building relationships using Send Out Cards as the relationship marketing tool. So everybody else is benefiting. How about you? Please get back to the person who invited you to listen to this, get your questions answered, and get started today building stronger relationships and building a stronger business. I'm Jackie Elmer. Thanks for listening.